Lovely day outside, isn't it? We've had a couple. And how long is that going to continue? And then what do you do about that? Here's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. Anything I should be doing or knowing in this, the now second week, well, first week of September?
Yes. Now is the time. Mother Nature was not nice to us this whole summer, so all the damage that's been done to your turf, now it's time to start fixing it. September's the perfect window for it.
So what am I going to do?
Well, I'd start with the core aeration. That's one of the best things you can do to your lawn. And then top dress and seed in the areas where it either had diseases or insect damage or you misapplied some Roundup. And, you know, now's the time to be fixing all that stuff up.
So I'm not alone in that I have some of these bunches of grass. Maybe it's crabgrass, some kind of grass. And it's died off. It's brown. I've got lawn, and then this, you know, crab-shaped blob that's brown. So looks like it's dead. I'm going to dig that out, get the roots as best I can, then chop up the soil, and then I'm going to sprinkle some seeds in there. Is that, what do you make of that plan of action?
Yeah, really, you don't have to dig it out. You can just really rake it up with a, you know, a steel rake, and then break up the soil, like you said, and then add some fresh, either compost mixed with topsoil, like a top dressing mix, and you're just making a nice seed bed for the seed to germinate. And then those roots, once they germinate, they'll be able to creep down into the soil that you just broke up.
How long can I leave those seeds there before it starts to grow into grass? Like, I want to water it right away and get it going, but then I'm not going to get any rain for 10 days. And then I think, well, hell, I
should
have waited.
You don't want too much rain where it's going to wash it out either. So the whole, until the seed germinates, you have to keep it moist. And even like this morning, I don't know what time you get up in the morning, but at like 5 o'clock this morning, there's a nice heavy dew, which that would provide enough moisture to keep the seed moist. You just don't want it to dry out. And then once it germinates, that's when you start increasing the length of time that you're watering. And seeds germinate anywhere from, well, some of your ryes will germinate in 3 or 4 days, but your bluegrass is typically around 10 to 14 days. And
wow.
Some of your other, you should start seeds germinating after 5 to 7 days.
Bluegrass is the better grass. Rye is not rye, but get the bluegrass if you can afford it or whatever. Huh?
Well, the bluegrasses take the longest to germinate. They are very nice, but just make sure you have a mix of something. There's going to be rye grasses in there. Now, there's something called annual rye, which you want to stay away from because that'll germinate very fast, but it's going to die with the first frost. They just use that. A lot of times you'll see that used on ball fields or in parks because it germinates quickly. It's aggressive, but it dies, but it fills in quickly and holds. You see some people mix it in with, like if you're doing a roadside or a slope, because it holds the other seed together. But we're getting too technical.
How about this? How do I get rid of, so just to put a button on that, so right now is not a bad time to get one of those core aerators where it punches the holes in your lawn, right?
Right. And what I tell people to do too, a lot of homeowners, I mean, I don't know how friendly people are with their neighbors, but you could generally rent those things for about $100 a day. So you just do the whole street, have everybody pitch in and rent the thing for a day.
Yeah, right. And then that's got all those holes, and then you throw down some seed, right?
Well, first some top dressing mix.
Put that down. Then do the core aeration. Give me the 1, 2, 3.
No. Core aerate, top dress, then seed.
Got
and
it.
Then rake the seed into the seed bed.
Rake the seed into
lightly.
The seed bed. Just kind of so it kind of falls into those holes, you mean?
Yep, exactly.
And then do I put fertilizer on top of that?
You can put a starter fertilizer on. It's not going to hurt anything.
Does Bob have any suggestions for keeping voles out of a large yard with many trees and shrubs and perennials?
There's probably plenty of products out there, rodent that poison. If it's really bad, I would call an exterminator. They're going to probably have a lot more things in their toolbox than I do.
What's a vole?
It's like a mouse.
Really? Little vole things?
Yeah. You see more of them in the landscape than you do mice because they burrow in the grass.
How do I get rid of clover taking over my beautiful, well-fed lawn in some parts?
The best time to take care of clover is when it's flowering, which is usually in July, June or July, and just hit it with a selective herbicide. and make sure it's labeled for clover. But some people treat clover at the wrong time. If you do it when it's not flowering, the plant's not going to be that aggressive in taking up the herbicide. So the best time to do it is when it's flowering.
Well, it's not July, Bob. So how about I get one of those little forked things that you pull the dandelions out and just start pulling them out one by one?
It's a lot of work. If you got a long weekend, be my guest, but I would wait until spring.
If I need a top dressing, my landscape company can't fit me in this fall. Is it okay to do a top dressing in the spring?
Fall's the best time to do any overseeding. Spring's the second best time.
So maybe ask for a different landscaper, or you can do it yourself, right? I mean, this sounds like a lot, but the way you describe it, every one of those steps is doable, right, Bob?
It's very doable for the weekend warriors, yes, absolutely. And the only other thing I might say is, though, if you wait till spring, you're not going to be able to put down a preventative crabgrass control, because the same way that the preventative crabgrass control keeps the crabgrass from germinating, it will keep your seeds from germinating as well.
I see.
That's why it's nice to get it established now so you can tackle the crabgrass in the spring.
When it comes in then. And by the way, Bob, if you put sod down in the fall, does that change any of the equation here? How does the sod work?
The sod farms will be cutting sod usually up until Thanksgiving. And the whole key to it, though, is to keep it watered. Even though it's cool out, you have to remember those roots are freshly cut. You want them to try and get some knitting done before winter. So you're going to have to keep it watered into December, especially if we have, well, I can't say it anymore, but if you have Indian summer, you know, you want that sod to knit into the soil.
You can't say Indian summer anymore?
I think you have to say indigenous something summer. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's politically incorrect these days. Okay, but I know what you're talking about. Okay, Bob Bertog's answering more of your questions from the Bertog Landscape Company. Ready to take some calls, Bob?
Yes, absolutely.
Connie, what can we do for you? You're on WGN.
Hi, Bob. I have a question. I've got some of that grass that's kind of a yellow-green, wider blade, kind of shooting up in my back lawn. Kind of comes this time of the year. Is that called nut's edge or nut's edge?
Yes, it's called yellow nut's edge. And it's usually indicative of compacted soil and sometimes too much water.
Well, that's interesting because I didn't really water this summer.
That is probably compacted soil.
All right. Then I'll make sure it gets aerated. Can I use the ortho concentrated product that I can put in my pump sprayer for that particular kind of grass right now while it's active to kill it?
Yeah, actually, no, because a non-selective herbicide will not kill nut's edge. You have to have a product that's actually labeled for nut's edge. I don't know if it's still out, but there was a product called Sedge Hammer that used to be on the market, and that stuff worked phenomenal with yellow nut's edge. But people spray with Roundup, and they're like, it doesn't work. Well, it's not labeled for it, so you read the label.
I thought Roundup got everything, Bob, but actually this nut's edge doesn't go down on that, huh?
No, because it grows from nutlets, and actually then if people try and pull it out, and what you do by pulling it out, you actually crack the nutlet underground, and it makes twice as many. So pulling it out is not the answer either. There are products that are targeted specifically for nut's edge.
Okay, good luck. That's what you got to find, Connie. We hope you do. Hey, Bob, the aerator bounced on top of my hard soil. Any ideas?
Well, it's best to try and water before you aerate, if there that's the case. If the soil is that compacted, try and water it and then aerate it, and then aerate it again in the opposite direction. Yeah. You're not going to damage it, but that if the thing's bouncing off the hard soil, then try and water it first.
How much of the root of a weed needs to be removed for the weed to stop growing? I wonder this all the time when I get a lot of it and there's a little of it down there.
Every weed is different. If it's like a dandelion where it has a long taproot, you got to get the whole thing. That's why you want to use a herbicide that's going to translocate down into the root zone. But some of your more shallow weeds, like chickweed and stuff, you can just pull that out, and that's pretty much going to be the end of it.
Something's been eating my hostas all summer. There's tiny little holes everywhere. Yeah, we got some of this. How do I prevent this next year? What can I spray on them?
It's probably slugs, and what you want to do is they don't respond well to sprays unless you're out there at nighttime and you actually hit the slugs while they're feeding. But there's some really good slug bait on the market, and you sprinkle it at the bottom of the hosta. And really, the main ingredient in that is diatomaceous earth, which if anybody that's had a swimming pool knows that it's like a sharp powder. So they actually, when the slugs crawl through it, it scratches them and they don't go to the plant. It actually cuts their body a little bit, and then they just go somewhere else.
Diatomaceous earth, and I'll put that down in the spring, Bob?
Yeah, because the hosts are starting to fade for the summer now anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay. What about this? John, you're on WGN with Bob Bertog. What's your question, John?
Hi, guys. We've got the mites terribly. The trees in our yard were just covered with cicadas, and everybody in my family has got at least a couple of mite bites, even though we're avoiding the yard. Yeah. Any suggestions?
Well, by avoiding them is about the best thing you can do. I'm sure there's some miticides probably out there to control it, but you have to remember when you spray a miticide, that's going to take out the good guys too. So they're almost done feeding. The same way the cicadas weren't around forever, the mites aren't going to be around forever. And the fact that there are predator mites as well, I would probably just try and avoid the area for now. And, you know, where I've read that if you wear DEET, an insect repellent with DEET in it, they might stay away from you.
John, I wore long sleeves and long pants the other day. We were just sitting outside, and they bit my ankles. The one spot, those things are invisible and ferocious, aren't they?
They are.
Absolutely. They're big welts,
yep.
All the kids and grandkids, everybody's got it, and now they're all, like, stuck inside when they come over.
Yeah, I hate to see that. I hate to look. We live in Illinois for the fall, and you want to be out and enjoy it. I would just pick the grandkid that you like the least, and run him out there like a canary in a coal mine. You know what I'm talking about? See what happens.
I appreciate it. I wish there was some kind of remedy.
Good luck, John. Yeah, well, be patient. Long sleeves might be the solution. This listener says, Bob, is it too early to put mums out?
Well, there's mums. I've seen them out at Jewel and some garden centers, but there's basically three bloom times. It's very similar to tulips in the spring. There's an early bloom, a middle bloom, and a late bloom. So if you want to plant them now for the color, that's fine. In my opinion, most your annuals still look great, the summer annuals. And we typically don't start putting in our mums until the end of September. Up to you. They're available. But just remember that once they're done flowering, they're done for the season.
Okay, but then So if I get it in the first week of September, they might not be so good in October, right?
Exactly.
So maybe I'll buy them twice or wait a little longer. Huh, Bob, that'll be the second batch I'm waiting for?
That's whatever your budget allows. That's fine, yeah.
Is this a good time to move or split hosta?
Yes, absolutely. Best time of the year.
How long will these mites be around? Does it take a frost? I mean, it sounds like they have a life cycle and that's ending soon. A frost would kill them, but we're not going to get a frost anytime soon, right, Bob?
Probably not. And I'm sure you can do plenty of research. I'm not an entomologist by any means, but I just did I read a few articles about it, and they said 17 years ago how bad they were then. So obviously they're associated with the cicadas, but I don't know about their life cycle. I can't speak to that.
Well, I've lived through a couple of these cicada cycles. I do not remember the cicada mites like I do this year. Either it's the brood or my memory's bad, but I sure don't recall these invisible bites. Bob, we did a news click the other day. We said, have you been bit by the cicada mites? You know, it's a non-scientific survey, but if you're on our website, you click yes or no. 68% of our listeners said, yeah, they've been bit. 68% have been bit by these cicada mites.
Right, and everybody says, they're like the no-see-ums in Florida. So
was that a thing, the no-see-ums in Florida? That's
yeah.
A little bug?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you know what somebody called in with a home remedy was. You take... it sounds like heat mitigates the itch, and however you want to apply that is up to you. But one trick is get a cup of water, put it in the microwave, heat the microwave water up so it's really hot, then put a spoon in there. The spoon now gets very warm. Then take the the beveled edge, the downside of the spoon, and just apply it once and then twice to the bite. You're not going to burn yourself. Don't burn yourself, but that will make the itch or sting go away. Have you heard of that one, Bob?
I actually was listening to your segment when you did that, and it was actually quite comical, some of the things that were called in.
Bob, I felt it was helpful, not comical.
Okay. Just an opinion.
That's Bob Bertog. This has been our last visit with Bob, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Will you join us next week, Bob?
Absolutely, John. Have a great week.
You are officially invited.